You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A torque bomb.
High fly ball, deep left field, and off the pole! Torque bomb in the ninth inning, and a Tigers lead! Testing the limits of right field, 2-1, thanks Torque.
He said, how about a Torque bomb? Whack! That get the boys fired up.
Yes, sir. Watching Torkelson lean into trying to keep that ball fair was entertaining, even though it meant the White Sox have lost 7 out of their last 8 games.
There was a lot in there. There was Jason Benetti going, thanks, Torque. We're used to thanks, Cubs, around these parts. And the celebration at Wright Field for the visiting team. And requesting the bomb and getting it. That's power of the broadcaster for he and Andy Dirks.
See, people don't always talk about the announcer's jinx. Like, they should also talk about the announcer being a soothsayer. Is one of the many talents of one Jason Benetti. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hi, Jason Benetti.
Hey, guys. How great was the visual of Spencer Torkelson? You said it, Lawrence. Like, I was just talking to our producer before you guys called. That was awesome. Like, him leaning, like, like putting up a picture in his living room. Like, is it a little to the left? That was awesome.
Picturing him with a level as he's running down there. Like, I think he's got it. Yeah.
Just leave it. After like 8 minutes, you're like, just leave it. That's fine.
How often do you ask for a home run? Because I feel like we all kind of remember Ed Farmer doing that a lot. Ed Farmer would be like, you know what would be great here? A bomb. That'd be really good. That'd be really good to get right here. And then sometimes he'd get it. He'd be like, he's a genius. It's just a brilliant way of doing it.
You take the ball, you throw it at his head. That's how you stop him. I love you, Farmio. I love you, Farmio. So not often. We had been talking earlier in the telecast about how the White Sox had used a bunch of their bullpen, and they might end up in a situation where they needed to use somebody that wasn't like a fantastic matchup, the way they used the bullpen against Cleveland the last couple of days. And they brought in a left-hander, and Torque has been hitting lefties pretty well. So it's like, that'd be a nice time for it. And it's not a 0% chance, as we say on FanDuel Sports Network. Odds, as always, are subject to change. But it wasn't a 0% chance.
Jason, with the Tigers going into the All-Star break, there was a bit of a tailspin that they went in. How did they spin out of it?
You mean that 2-12 stint that
they
had?
Yes, that's the stint I was talking about.
Yeah, I loved Tailspin growing up. Great cartoon. So no, the what I think it was, honestly, is you have a bunch of guys that hit for power that weren't hitting for power. Losing Terry Carpenter for about a month to the IL was enormous. I mean, we showed it yesterday. Since last year, slugging against right-handed pitching specifically, he's third in Major League Baseball. He can absolutely ruin your day if you're a right-handed pitcher. And the Tigers, when they don't have that, Riley Green gets specifically targeted. It's like, bring in your lefty out of the bullpen for Riley Green and cause trouble for him. With Carpenter in the lineup, you have to pick your pocket. And so I think that's huge. I also think, like, some fortification to the bullpen. Kyle Finnegan really does help. Like, he's got a poise about him. He's been phenomenal since coming over from Washington. So it's a little added depth in a couple places, the offense and the bullpen, that have put this team back on track.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So that's interesting to see that happen. And you were just in St. Louis on Saturday to see the Cubs were in, you know, a minor tailspin, which was not as good a cartoon.
They're in a Brewers spin now.
Yeah, that's really what they are, and for the most part. But it's like, I mean, some of that is probably true for them too. Their power guys have not been power guys. It can look and feel so much worse than it actually is because of the length of a season, can it?
Yeah, home runs fix everything. They still do. I mean, pitching and defense is great. And you're going to need it in the playoffs. But, you know, when you out-homer the opponent, you win like two-thirds of the time in Major League Baseball. I don't know what the number is right now, but, like, that's true. When you out-homer teams, you generally win a lot of the time. And I think that's part of it for the Cubs. But also, you know, that Friday night in St. Louis was the 5-0 loss. But it was that same night that the Cubs hit a bunch of seeds all over the yard that didn't go for anything. And so we were talking to Craig Counsell about it and like, how do you keep the guys on course? Like, how do you make them understand and conceptualize what you're doing is okay, the results aren't good enough? He's like, well, they understand intellectually. They still don't like it. And so they needed a day like Saturday, I feel like, to say, not only do the numbers say you're doing the right things right now, I know in the minor tailspin it wasn't always like that, but you need a jumping off point. Like, everybody needs a day to feel good to start something. And I think that was that Saturday for the Cubs.
When you see the Cubs, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, I see a pretty dangerous team. I think it's one of the deepest lineups in Major League Baseball. When they came through to play the Tigers, you look like 1-9, especially when Carson Kelly is hitting like he was earlier in the year, when they're getting that kind of production from the catcher spot. It's a really deep team. I think there are some great defenders on the team too, which is highly important in the playoffs. So I wouldn't want to play the Cubs in the postseason. I think the bullpen's good enough. I like Palencia a lot and what he can do to both righties and lefties when it's stuff great. So I think they're really deep. And I if I'm in the National League, I don't want to play the Dodgers for sure. The Brewers are obviously scary as all get out right now. Like they could win 11 in a row in back-to-back months, which is nuts. And Philadelphia, like we just saw Philly. They're unbelievable as well offensively. So I just think the National League is terrifying right now. But the Cubs are part of that.
Yeah, they are. And it really is. The Brewers, like, they've been to the playoffs 6 of the last 7 years. They won 93 games last year, you know, and it still feels like a surprise that they're this good. They just sometimes flame out in the playoffs like a lot of teams do. It's the crapshoot thing on some level. What does Scott Harris do that, if you know, is different than what Jed Hoyer does or is different than Theo Epstein? Like, I wonder how Scott Harris has grown from the tree that he sprouted from.
Yeah, I think that type of thing gets written when your tenure is over almost. You know, Scott has the thing that he's done similarly to what the Cubs did is I would argue that even this year, the Tigers are a year ahead of schedule. Scott has built, and Jeff and everybody there have built, a farm system that is the best in baseball right now. And there are some true daggers in AA, like a host of them. But I also think like what they've done is be clever in their decision-making and their roster construction to allow for a team to compete like the Cubs did in 2015. That's what the Tigers have felt like for more than a calendar year now. So I think that's where the similarity lies. And I think the differences kind of will come out in the wash when we see Scott in a prolonged period of winning, which he and Jeff and everybody plan to do based on the farm system.
Tigers announcer, national announcer, our friend Jason Benetti is joining us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Is there any difference between what last year feels like for the Tigers versus this year? Like the idea of even if they're a year ahead, there are more expectations than there were going into the 2024 season. Is that real? Is it imagined? How would you describe it?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I would also say that, you know, a year ahead is the last thing any fan base wants to hear because, like, you made the playoffs last year. You should be better next year. And this team is showing the fruits of that. So, like, I think the front office would probably say, like, oh, this is a nice bonus considering what we think we're going to have in the next, you know, couple years. But I also think, like, this team and the way it's headed is being hunted. You can see teams understanding the Tigers' tendencies better. We showed a graphic yesterday. Riley Green in August had seen like 72% fastballs, a lot of them up in the zone. Because, you know, everybody knows he's got this kind of loopy swing, like the biggest uppercut swing in all of Major League Baseball. Teams are catching on and expending time on the Tigers' tendencies more and more as they get more prominent. And as they, like, I think part of this is hitters, when they're first in the big leagues for a year or so, you don't really know what the tendencies are yet. You know where the holes are, but you don't know where the corrections are going to be. So once you go through sort of a round of, you did this to me, my counter is this, your counter is that, then you see what they really have in the tank when you find another hole. And I think the Tigers are like that a little bit right now. So they are the hunted. And I think they embrace that. But also, look at their IL pitching-wise. Like, we were talking about it last night. And, you forget about who's not there because you just have those 26 players. But if Jackson Jobe were healthy, this would be a very different rotation. They signed Alex Cobb. He hasn't hit the field yet. Like, there are 6 starting pitchers on the IL. And I do think part of this is you look at 69 and 51 without 13 of those days being 1-12, and you're probably thrilled.
Jason, I had the chance to be back over there at Rate Field on the broadcast level as part of the Cubs thing during Cubs Sox. It's part of the Cubs radio team. And I was like, oh, man, look – As the guy in the elevator is just like the sweetest guy in the world, and then the dude in charge of press row and letting you into the radio levels, like just some of the some of the sweetest and kindest people to see them again. So, what's it like for you now with some time in space? And what is a third visit back, a fourth visit back, a fifth visit back at this point? What's the experience like for you, like last night and today?
Yeah, there are some great people here. There's some really, really genuinely marvelous people. Like, Al is a really awesome guy. And by the way, if you meet him, he's a retired police officer. Al is a marvelous guy. He's out in the third level of Raitt Field, as you said. He's the guy at the podium outside the broadcast booth. And yeah, he's phenomenal with the scanner. Like, the beep happens within 2 seconds.
It's very important.
He's like the Ted Williams of scanner. He's a Ted Williams of scanners. It's amazing. But he's a great guy. Like, there are some truly marvelous people. Like, Joe Grube, the stage manager for White Sox TV, is one of the great people in all of Major League Baseball. He's a good friend. I love Joe. Some great camera folks, Mike Meyer, Dave Chella. I haven't seen Mike Gentile, but we were always up there talking about Succession and Breaking Bad and whatnot. Like, there are some people very close to my heart in this ballpark, and I just so happen to want their team to lose for a couple of days. It's fun now. It's really fun. It was a lot to show up here day one last year, and I really do appreciate the White Sox recognizing me and like caring that the fans might care. And it was very nice what they did on the video board. But I will tell you, when we came back in June, AJ Hinch was getting ready to do his press conference in the dugout, and he goes, "We're going to have to endure another tribute. We're going to do a video. We got a video." And then he goes, "A picture at least. Is there going to be a picture?"
What AJ doesn't know is that somewhere in the archives, there's a video tribute for him that didn't get played.
I would never have responded to him, "There will only be a photo if you sign it." Would never have done that.
No, that you're too classy. You are way too classy.
He leaves that up to people like us.
That banter wouldn't have led me down that road.
Nope, not at all. So Jason, you were here when the White Sox went and found Colson Montgomery. And it's been a rough couple of years for Colson Montgomery. He went back to hitting school, and there seems to be some progress made. I'd love to know, from the guy that you heard about to the guy that you saw, what do you think is different about him?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I like hitting school. It sounds like I'm in the Dukes of Hazzard. Off to hitting school, it's great.
Now Colson and Montgomery needed to go back to hitting school.
That's right.
It's true.
So I do think you can't miss right now. You know, like if you miss to him out over the plate, the power's there. We saw it last night. The ball he hit 450 or whatever earlier this year is mighty strength, and you're just like, you can't make that up. I think the question will be swing and miss. How jumpy is he at the plate? Whatever. I would rather watch the whole series and then more to make a judgment, but like 10 home runs in 18 games isn't made up. Like, that's real. I would just say, though, you know, I loved watching Yermín Mercedes hit when he was rolling. I loved watching Daniel Palka hit when he was rolling. And I do think it goes back to the other conversation we had earlier about the Tigers. What happens when people figure out what Colson Montgomery in his current state can't do, right? And then they hit their spots over and over and over and over again. And then that's what makes a career now in Major League Baseball. I don't know if we talked about this, but when Elvis Andrus was here a couple years ago, he said in a conversation in the clubhouse that it used to take like a month for the league to figure you out. Now it takes a day. And I think a lot about that in Major League Baseball. Like one series, they know.
It's like a pitch
right now.
When a new pitch finds its way to the league, Jason, like the kick change or whatever, it gets around in 2 weeks now. It's ridiculous how fast things happen.
How about the torpedo bat thing? Like, I know Colson Montgomery's using one, but like every coordinating producer in regional baseball was demanding there be a torpedo bat segment on their pregame show on April the 1st, and they weren't kidding. And then suddenly the Brewers have 71 wins, the team that got outscored 142,000-3 because of the torpedo bat.
And the Yankees have been a disaster over the last month and a half,
Mariano got hurt at the old timers game.
That's the second time for you stay out of the outfield,
right? Was there an ACL tear too
in 2013? Stay out of the outfield.
That's not good. One more hardcore baseball thing for you, Jason. Scooble. How? Because he's going to end up with a higher WAR. He's probably going to end up with more strikeouts than he had in his Cy Young winning year. He's amazing. That Sunday night game where it's the seventh inning and he's like, oh, let me just rear back and give you one hundo on the gun here to get out of this jam that I'm in. He's amazing. How is he still getting better?
Yeah, we had him on the podcast, and this is not everything, but we had him on our podcast with the Tigers, and he was talking about he's a younger brother. His older brother used to play basketball with him on the Nerf hoop, spot him 10 points, give him the ball, make it take it to 11, and he kept losing 11 to 10. It was like block shot, dunk, 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 layup, jump shot, dunk, 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 see ya, enjoy your day. And I do think there is this piece of him that is just so undeniably motivated to prove he is the best at every turn. Like, there was a strikeout the day the All-Stars got announced last year of Elly De La Cruz, where he reared back, fired, and then like a primal scream that belongs in a movie in slow motion came out of him. And I haven't had him specifically say it was for that reason, but the way he talks about motivation and wanting to be the best, like that type of stuff drives him. He really cares about that. And I do think that's it for him. It's the motivation to be better than the other best and kind of a wry sense of humor. He had thrown, Mike Petriello pulled this up on the StatCast broadcast, like all but one first pitch fastball in his major league career, in his starts, before that Sunday night game against the Twins. And he started Byron Buxton with a changeup. Huh. And Buxton gave him a look, and Scooble was like, sorry, bro. And, you know, then he spun him a breaking ball the next time on the first pitch, because Buxton likes swinging at first pitches. He's a very cerebral guy. He cares about the run game. Like, every detail you would want a pitcher to care about, he cares about. He is so unbelievably fun to watch. He's a great feeder, but he also is... he has that insatiable need to be great. Like, he reminds me of The Last Dance.
Man, that's awesome. Jason Benetti on Tarik Skubal. Jason's doing well in Detroit, happy in Detroit. And the Tigers wisely let him go do as much national stuff as he wants. It was really cool to hear you on Saturday night doing Cubs and Cardinals. And came in the next morning looking at highlights and heard this on the front end of the Matt Shaw triple.
Oh, hey, Boog. Shaw to left field. Swanson around second and to third. That ball's deep in the corner. Here comes Swanson. Shaw for third. He is saved. With an RBI triple.
So there's the triple, but at the front end, you heard this.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Boog.
Oh, hey, Boog, right there. So I'm thinking, that's really cool. So Boog Shambi not working on Saturday night, but must have just come by and like hung out, and he was in the booth. Turns out, that's not even remotely true. What you were saying, hello to a non-existent Boog Shambi. Is that correct?
Yeah, I you know, Don Quixote used to tilt at windmills, right? Like, I tilt at announcers. So I just see them in my sleep and all that. No, our statistician, Ed Sita, who's been Joe Buck's guy for the longest time, he does Monday Night Football, like the best in the business, Ed Sita, handed me a card that was like, the Cubs have hit for the cycle already. And I said, you know who likes the cycle more than anybody? Boog Shambi. And Smoltz and I had a laugh. And I said, oh, hey, Boog. And then Shaw tripled. And sometimes as an announcer, you hear yourself say something and you think, please don't let that be on the front end of a highlight. That time I was like, please let this be a 9-run homer. I want that so badly to be part of some sort of detached thing that nobody has any idea, but they know it can only be one person I'm talking to, like specifically one human being. They say in broadcasting school, just act like you're talking to one person. So I took it literally.
Yes, you did some narrow casting.
Yes, you narrow casted right to Boog, and I bought it completely, hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, hey, Boog.
Gotta say, and now we'll welcome him on with that next time we bring him on.
I think that's a good idea. Are you guys playing baseball tonight or no?
I'm standing in the rain, actually, talking to you guys on the third level here. Now I sound like I'm doing a report. David Schuster.
Everybody hopes it won't rain. Yeah.
Right. Now to Jerome Jurenovich in Denver. So I don't know. It basically is the Bare Naked Ladies' Brian Wilson right now. Like, we drove downtown in the rain. 9:30 on a Tuesday night is likely when we're going to play, I feel like. I think it's going to push through. I think we'll play, but I don't know. It wasn't even supposed to rain yesterday. Like, as a baseball announcer, you're supposed to be really attuned to the radar and be like, well, you know, there's a lot of green and there's a lot of red and it's possibly coming. I had no clue. It just started pouring. And I was like, what is this? What planet is this?
Hey, one more thing I wanted to tell you about the Saturday broadcast, by the way. You get amazing humanity out of Smoltz. Like, you and Smoltz, man, just it's a gift. And it's you, because you're like a curious person and you're always looking to connect. And I got to tell you, John Smoltz sounds better with you than anybody. So good on you on that. Wanted to make sure you knew that.
Did you hear in the ninth inning when he said official scorers should be people who played the game? And I said back to him, so I can't be the official scorer. And he goes, well, you know, you have seen a lot. I go, that's not a yes. Not a yes. John is a great guy. John has his opinions, and they're pretty hardline opinions about Major League Baseball. But I'm telling you, he has that same childlike curiosity about the game. Like, he will just be staring off in the distance and be like, oh, I'm playing the area code game. So the Cubs have scored 2, 4, and 1. That's an area code for Africa, he said on the telecast. And I looked it up. I was like, Gabon. He goes, yeah, I didn't know how to pronounce it, so I said Africa.
That's amazing.
That's highly likable and fun. And like, I think the world of John. I really do.
That's awesome.
Well, we think the world of you, and we are grateful that you still come and visit and that things are going really well for you. And you're still out here being a great voice for the game. Actually, all of the games, because you call all of the games and all types of games, which is beautiful for us. So thank you for spending a few minutes in the rain with us.
But please work on your Schuster. All right. We need to really develop that.
He has got the Schuster down, including the toss to
Jerome Jurenovich.
Yes. That is, as someone who sat next to David Schuster for plenty of years inside of Soldier Field, yeah, that's damn near perfect.
You didn't complain about the length of this hit enough to be David Schuster.
The Bears will get it back with 4:52 to go in the first quarter. It's a 3-0 lead at Soldier Field, and now to Atlanta and Kevin.
Perfect. Bye, Jason.
Thank you, Jason.
Thanks for the whip around.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.